This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government to finalize and implement action plan to remove Nepal from Financial Action Task Force grey list. Asian Development Bank projects Nepal's economic growth at 4.4% this year amid trade uncertainty in Asia-Pacific region. Nepal defeats Qatar by 8 wickets in opening match of four-nation T20I series in Hong Kong. And U.S. President Donald Trump raises tariffs on China to 104%. Now the news in detail. The government is taking steps to remove Nepal from the Financial Action Task Force grey list. In a meeting of the Anti-Money Laundering Steering Committee held on Tuesday, a decision was made to finalize and implement the action plan aimed at getting Nepal off the grey list. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Biswa Prasad Podel emphasized the importance of long-term efforts to ensure Nepal does not end up on the grey list again in the future. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia expressed confidence that with determination Nepal can be removed from the grey list. Attorney General Ramesh Badalis stressed the need for institutional good governance across all state bodies. Nepal was placed on the Financial Action Task Force grey list in February this year. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has projected an economic growth rate of 4.9% for the Asian region and 4.4% for Nepal in 2025. In its Asian Development Outlook 2025 report released today, the ADB forecasted the economic growth and inflation rates for Asian countries. The report highlights that trade uncertainty in the Asia-Pacific region, largely due to U.S. tariff policies and geopolitical tensions, will affect both economic growth and inflation. The ADB stated that new tariffs imposed by the U.S. have created global trade uncertainty. As a result, the bank estimates economic growth in the Asia-Pacific region will slow to 4.9% in 2025 and 4.7% in 2026. Inflation in the region is expected to ease to 2.3% in 2025 and 2.2% in 2026, down from 2.6% in 2024. For Nepal, inflation is projected to be 5.2% this year, with a slight decline to 5% in 2026. The Narayanghat-Butwal Road project has decided to hold vehicular traffic for 4 hours daily from today. Information officer at Narayanghat-Butwal Road Construction Project, Sibha Khandal, informed that the Downy section will remain closed from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. today to expand the road. The timetable will be effective till April 13. The road will remain closed for 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. from April 14. Traffic police have urged drivers to use alternative routes. The Opi Napa Conservation Area Office has announced that it will distribute financial compensation to 143 individuals for losses caused by wildfire in the conservation area. Manoj Awasthi, information officer at the office, stated that the compensation will cover damages to human life, livestock and crops due to wildlife activities. He also mentioned that as of the current fiscal year, 105 individuals have already received compensation, while an additional 38 people have been recommended for assistance. The government is dispatching relief materials, including food, medical supplies, clothing, and tents to earthquake-affected Myanmar. The supplies were collected from various government agencies as well as the private sector. The relief materials will be sent to Myanmar tonight aboard a chartered flight of Nepal Airlines Corporation. According to the Home Ministry, the shipment weighs 41 tons and is valued at 24.7 million rupees. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now, on to some international news updates. US President Donald Trump's explosive tariffs are now in effect, including 104% on China. According to the BBC, the additional tariffs on China kicked in after Beijing refused to meet Trump's deadline to withdraw its own retaliatory levies on the US. Trump had given China 24 hours to roll back or withdraw the retaliatory 34% tariffs it imposed on US goods, failing which Chinese goods would be punished with 104% tariffs. Also on the list are 60 of the worst defending countries, which will face tariffs ranging from 11% to 50%. Trump has said that the tariffs are vital for his economic vision, but experts warn a full-scale trade war is a possibility. US financial markets rallied early on Tuesday, but then trembled once again when the White House confirmed the additional tariffs on China. While China braces for 104% tariffs on many of its exports to the US, anti-Trump sentiment is rising on the Chinese internet. Meanwhile, major indexes across the Asia-Pacific region have opened lower early today. After the tariffs kicked in around midday in Asia, they then extended their losses. At least 98 people have been killed and more than 150 injured after a roof collapsed at a nightclub in the Dominican Republic's capital, Santo Domingo. According to the BBC, a provincial governor and former Major League Baseball pitcher Octavio Dotel were among the victims. The incident happened in the early hours of Tuesday at a concert by a popular singer at the Jet Set nightclub. He was reported among those trapped in the rubble. Hundreds of people were inside the venue, and some 400 rescuers are still searching for survivors. There are fears that the death toll will rise further. The director of the Emergency Operations Center said he was hopeful that many of those buried under the collapsed roof were still alive. Now on to a sports update. In the opening match of the four-nation T20I series in Hong Kong today, Nepal triumphed over Qatar by 8 wickets. Seizing a target of 152 runs, Nepal reached the total in just 17 overs, losing only 2 wickets. Kushal Buthel scored 38 runs off 19 balls. Captain Rohit Powdel contributed 37 runs, while Asif Saif made 33 runs and Bashir Ahmed added 30 runs. Earlier, Qatar, batting first after losing the toss, posted a total of 151 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in their alluded 20 overs. For Nepal, Karan Kesi, Sumpal Kami, Nandan Yadav, Gulshan Jha and Lalit Rajabangshi each claimed a wicket to help secure the win. National teams of Nepal, Hong Kong, Qatar and Kuwait are participating in the four-nation T20I series. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kushi and Madhya provinces, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost completed the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government to finalize and implement action plan to remove Nepal from Financial Action Task Force's grey list. Asian Development Bank projects Nepal's economic growth at 4.4% this year amid trade uncertainty in Asia-Pacific region. Nepal defeats Qatar by 8 wickets in opening match of four-nation T20I series in Hong Kong. And US President Donald Trump raises tariffs on China to 104%. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.readnepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.